Tell us about how USAR really kind of germinated and grew into what it is today.
You know, early on when I took on this assignment, I actually picked up and moved from Sacramento to Southern California for this period of time because of the nature of the concern. Is like the big concern was the big event, the big earthquake that was going to be hitting the Los Angeles basin. Mm-hmm. Really wanted to focus in there. And so in 88, we began the process. I convened all these folks. I brought them all together and I wanted to learn from them about where were the challenges, what really could a more amplified program look like. But at the same time, I also started to research internationally how, you know, what could a very comprehensive, multifaceted technical rescue program look like. And we researched programs in France, the French, the Brits, the Swiss, the Germans. All of them built programs that came out of World War II, where they had multiple bombings of buildings and they had to do, much like what we're seeing in Ukraine today, they're doing heavy rescue, heavy search and rescue, moving large debris to be able to rescue people. And they honed these capabilities. And at that time, they were far ahead of the United States with regards to this capability. So I went there, I met with them, I brought them here. We built working groups within the state that talked about what would be the vision of this. And this was a multi-pronged approach. It wasn't going to be something that was going to be, we're going to build one thing and it's a one and done. We had to look at this from how do we build a comprehensive capacity to be able to deal with the state our size, right? We have earthquake threats and in the Bay Area and in LA, down the state, you know, a better part of the state is earthquake prone. It's Cascadia subduction zone. And we have terrorist threats. We have all different kinds of things. And so we entered this process of building something that would start with these technical rescue teams. And what we learned from the Europeans was that we wanted to integrate capabilities that didn't necessarily always work together. And what that means is that we wanted to bring in people like engineers, doctors or paramedics, search dogs, hazmat capabilities, communication specialists, and pull them all together in a unified way with rescue specialists that were from the fire service and the use of the incident command system, the way we manage incidents, to build this multifaceted team. Now you can imagine in doing so, you know, you have now you've got all these stakeholder groups, right? You've got the medicals and you've got the dogs, which were, by the way, at that time did not exist in the fire service. They were all volunteer and they were all on the wilderness rescue side. So we had this big initiative to train and cross-train them and make them USAR dogs, right? And which is a whole nother sort of, you know, avenue on this whole thing. And then bring all these folks together in a comprehensive way, build a training package around it, build doctrine around it, and be able to move that forward. And so we built out this plan for these teams, but the larger strategy included not just the teams, but also to ultimately enhance regional USAR capacity throughout the state, right? Part of that included taking the OES mutual aid engines, getting them all to a type 3 level. So we had to build typing in through FireScope and the typing standards. So we now have a type 1 through 4 USAR typing. And, you know, we were able to then take that typing and build different levels of training and capability. And that's where the regional task forces, the regional rig you talked about a minute ago, Brian, was able to achieve a type 1 status. What the idea is that, you know, we have these teams, these specialized teams, but they're not going to be far and enough. And so by being able to have all these individual capabilities by typed resources throughout the state, that on a day-to-day basis, they're responding to their call volume, but we could pull them together through the mutual aid system and create task forces at the time. It basically is a force multiplier. We go from 8 task forces that we have now to 20 task forces if we need to. We can dial it up or dial it down as we need to.